After meeting with state lawmakers on Beacon Hill yesterday, hundreds of Massachusetts teenagers are now waiting to see if their calls for stricter gun laws will lead to action. WBUR's Kerry Young reports.
Many of the students, still not old enough to vote, say participating in the walkout and rally was their first political act. 17-year-old Charlotte Lowell was one of the organizers. She says she hopes it's not their last.
I'm hoping that our legislators take us seriously and realize that student voices are incredibly, incredibly powerful.
Their plan was simple: talk face-to-face with legislators about passing aggressive gun laws.
We raise our voices and demand action! In Boston, communities of color have been advocating for gun reform for years!
Woo!
After patiently waiting in the security line, more than 500 students filed into the Gardner Auditorium, hoping that at least a few lawmakers would join them to hear student speeches and eventually commit to tightening regulations. More than 24 state lawmakers came out to listen.
I'm so impressed.
Some senators made explicit promises. Middlesex Democrat Pat Jalen spoke about extreme risk protective orders, or ERPO, which would allow law enforcement to more quickly seize a gun from someone deemed a threat to themselves or others.
We're going to change gun laws in the United States, as well as in Massachusetts. ERPO is just one piece.
Others, like Republican Senator Dean Tran of Worcester, stayed more vague.
I want to make sure that you guys know that I'll be the first one in line to make sure that the schools that you attend are safe for you to learn in.
Governor Charlie Baker did not make it to the event. Instead, he sent a representative to listen in and report back. News that didn't sit well with one group of students from Andover.
Hello, is the governor in?
In Baker's office, staff confirmed he wasn't there, but at a storm recovery meeting on the Cape. The students left a list of demands and are now waiting for the governor to reach out to organizer Charlotte Lowell with responses.
I hope he gives me a call so we can have a chat.
All in all, Lowell considers the day a success because
we captured legislators on camera committing to actually taking action.
And she adds, if they don't, she and the rest of the students will be back. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Young.